This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Many soldiers return from combat to face an ongoing challenge at home, post-traumatic stress disorder. Some research and anecdotes indicate that marijuana can be an effective treatment, and we have two reports now about that. First, Chris Remington has the story of one veteran who's had some success treating his symptoms with pot. He's also had some conflict with the VA because of it.
Sergeant Ryan Began hasn't always been the life-loving pot smoker he is today. Back in 2005, he nearly lost half his arm to an IED while serving in Iraq and was sent home for reconstructive surgery. Upon his return to Belfast, Maine, Began was plagued by physical pain and outbursts of aggression. He was prescribed a cocktail of drugs as his treatment.
They took the soul out of me. All that stuff, it like drained my soul, blackened my soul.
Began's mother, Anna, noticed the prescription drugs seemed to exacerbate his PTSD symptoms.
He just withdrew from everybody. I mean, I'd seen him over the years attempt suicide, and I worried every day that I was going to get the call that he had succeeded.
On July 21st, 2009, Began reached a critical low. He crashed his truck while drunk and high on narcotic painkillers and then assaulted the responding officer. He was sentenced to 43 days in jail. When Began got out of jail, he sought group therapy and an alternative to powerful prescription drugs. He qualified for medicinal marijuana because of his physical pain and was aware of its effects. Began started smoking every day. He soon found he no longer needed painkillers for his arm, and his emotional outbreaks from PTSD were more manageable.
Marijuana, it gives you that opportunity to think because it allows you to be more conscious of what's going on around you. It just allows you that chance, the opportunity to breathe.
When Began first started smoking, he saw a primary care provider at the VA for basic health needs. However, once his physician became aware of his marijuana prescription, Began was given an ultimatum.
He would continue to write me scripts for the Valium, dextroamphetamine, and the Seroquel if I agreed not to smoke pot.
Began's physician and top VA officials refused to be interviewed for this story. However, I did speak with psychiatrist Lisa Walker, who works in the El Paso VA's telemedicine program. She says VA physicians can face severe repercussions if they assist patients in entering a state medical marijuana program.
A VA physician's completion of a form that would permit a patient to participate in a state medical marijuana program could result in the DEA actually or threatening to revoke the physician's registration to prescribe controlled substances, as well as potential criminal charges.
Before joining the VA, Walker owned a private practice in New Mexico, where she provided patients with PTSD the qualification to access the state's medical marijuana program. She can no longer recommend the drug, but will still answer any questions her patients have about marijuana.
I personally, just in the context of a private appointment with a vet, can answer questions and would feel no constraints about, you know, offering what I know about medical cannabis.
Even if veterans with PTSD are informed about marijuana as a treatment option and are in one of the handful of states where it can be used, access is still an issue. VA policies prohibit covering the cost of the drug, so Sergeant Began will spend up to $800 a month on his medicine. Researchers in the field believe any change in policy by the VA will have to come from Congress. Dr. Steven Zanakis is a retired Army Brigadier General who is a supporter of alternative treatments for post-traumatic stress disorder.
I mean, all the funding and the programmatic guidance comes from the Congress, and there will have to be a consensus amongst the congressional representatives that this is something that's good for the soldiers and veterans and that they're willing to pay for it.
And as for Sergeant Ryan Began, he now campaigns for medicinal marijuana alongside veterans across the country. He is hopeful other soldiers suffering from PTSD will one day have access to the medication that changed his life. For NPR News, I'm Chris Remington.